This is Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and welcome to this week's podcast. I hope you're enjoying the holiday weekend and you're getting to spend some quality time with your family. This is one of my favorite weekends of the year. I love the weather this time of year. We get just a brief respite or reprieve from the heat and humidity, and Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday, so I hope you're enjoying this time like I am. And I hope you can be at Grace tomorrow as we open God's Word together again and worship Him. Tomorrow we're going to finish our look at the first church council in Jerusalem that's recorded in Acts 15. It was an extremely important event in the history of the early church, and you can kind of think of it like this. There are 28 chapters in Acts, which cover a period of 35 years. That's a lot of history. And the Lord takes nearly an entire chapter to give us the record of what happened in that council. We don't know for sure how long that council lasted, but at most it was probably just a few days. And so a few days out of 35 years take up an entire chapter of the 28 chapters in Acts. And why is that? Well, obviously God saw it as vitally important for us to have this entire account in our Bibles. And that means that we need to give it our full attention and get out of it all that we can for our lives. I believe the key verse in the entire chapter is verse 11. When Peter was addressing the council, there's a phrase in that verse that sums up what the entire council was about. Peter said this, quote, "We believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved." End of quote. And that's what the whole council was about. Was that statement true? Some false teachers were trying to say that it wasn't true, that something else is required, that salvation is not just by grace alone, that man has to do something to merit salvation. Well, thankfully, at that crucial moment when truth was on the line, the leaders of the church that had convened for that conference, they all came to one accord that salvation is by grace alone. The gospel survived that council intact, and it has continued to come down to us in our day in its purity, so that those in our generation can be saved just like every believer down through the centuries. We looked at Peter's address to the council 2 weeks ago. Last week we saw the approach that Paul and Barnabas took when it was their turn to speak. And tomorrow in part three of our look at the council in Jerusalem, we'll see what James had to say. Now this is James, the brother of Jesus. He was the pastor of the church in Jerusalem. And what he had to say in that council would be considered crucial by everyone. Everyone's ears would be perked up to hear what he had to say. Certainly, Peter made an impression. I'm sure Paul and Barnabas made an impression. But now it was time for the pastor of the church to sort of give the final version of what would come out of this council. And we're going to see that it would be very crucial. So come be with us tomorrow and look at that portion of Scripture in Acts 15. And I can tell you this, that what James said is crucial for our lives today, and there's a number of vitally important applications for churches and for Christian people today. So come see what those applications are as you come to Grace Church tomorrow and as we gather and open God's Word together. If you'd like more information about Grace Baptist Church, you can find it here at this site where you're listening to the podcast, here at Sermon Audio. If you'll just look around on this page, you'll find information about our church, or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. If you're not a member of Grace and you live within driving distance of Grand Bay, we want to invite you to come be with us tomorrow or any Sunday that you can. You'd certainly be welcomed by the sweet people who are already part of Grace. So consider this your invitation to come be with us. Well, I want to thank you for listening this week, and I hope you'll listen every week. We try to have the podcast available by 10 a.m. each Saturday morning. Our hope is that it will be a blessing to you. It will help whet your appetite for the portion of God's Word that we'll preach the following day. So until tomorrow, let's pray for the service. Let's pray for one another. Let's invite others to come be with us. And tomorrow, when it's time for the preaching, let's open God's Word.